Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and we're continuing our week by week discussion about the en route part of the FAA Academy. And so last week was week six, halfway through, and accordingly, in week six, you had your non-radar evals. Two problems worth 7 points apiece. And so far, you've had the possibility of earning 20 points or one-fifth of the total. And so, at the end of week six, you actually do begin your radar portion of the En route Academy. In week seven, days 31 through 35, this is a huge week. A huge week for your En route Academy time, because you go over how to do manual handoffs, how to do automated handoffs, and the difference. You go over point outs, and believe me, you will do hundreds of point outs in your time at the Academy. You'll do quite a few of them during the lesson. You'll do quite a few of them in the labs. And you will hopefully do quite a few of them during your evals. If you don't, if you miss a point out, if you're late on a manual handoff, it's a separation error, which was bad enough in non-radar when it counted 10 points. In radar, it's 16 points. One separation error, and the best score you can get on any eval is 84. Okay? It is that important. And so, I can tell you from experience, I have seen students not be ready for problem one in the radar lab. And problem one is just point outs. Either doing a point out that's going into someone else's airspace that you're talking to, or accepting a point out when they want to use part of your airspace. And I've seen students struggle with making and taking point outs. And to this day, it baffles me, because it is phraseology and steps that you can practice. Yes, you can practice. You don't have to have a radar in front of you to practice point outs, to practice manual handoffs. You do need someone else, either on the phone, in person's better, on the phone's okay. Doesn't have to be FaceTime, it can be. But you have to practice it. And, as I talked about a week and a half ago, it has to be intense, focused practice. Which means it has to be practice with the intent of becoming much, much better at what you're practicing. And if that is your intent, you understand that you can't just, you know, ease through practice and say, well, I practiced for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. There are lots of things that I have practiced over the years for a couple hours. I've never gotten better at them. Okay? That is how important manual handoffs and point outs are. You will, I will say with 100% certainty, that you will see these things on your radar evals. And it's probably a 95% to 98% certainty that you're going to see, I know you'll see the point outs on every radar eval. The manual handoffs, you're probably going to see those on every radar eval. And like I said, that's 16 points. You miss two of those, and the best you can do on that eval is 68. Miss three, and the best you can do is much less. It's 52. Okay, so you see how it impacts you and impacts you very quickly. So that's manual handoffs. There are such things as automated handoffs, which the vast majority of handoffs are going to be automated. But this is the academy, and you are the radar associate / D-side, whichever one you want to call it. And so you're being tested, not the R-side. So the R-side is not being tested on whether or not they can do automated handoffs and accept automated handoffs. You're being tested as the D-side and whether you can do manual handoffs and pointouts. Okay? They also get into radar separation, safety alerts, which at the academy, you're not talking to airplanes, so you really don't have to worry about safety alerts. You do have to worry about radar separation. And we'll get into that when we get down towards later on in the radar section. Day 3 of week 7, you actually have a test, aircraft characteristics. There's a chart out there. The FAA has decided to include that as part of your package now, as part of your papers. And study it, learn it. Every answer to the test is on that chart. Period. Okay? Don't spend all your time studying for the aircraft characteristics test. Yes, it's 4 points, but it's only 4 points. Do not study your aircraft characteristics test to the point where you are behind on manual handoff phraseology, point out phraseology. Those are the important things. The aircraft characteristics test for the vast majority of the students is an easy test. The radar evals are not. The handoffs and pointouts are not. So spend the vast majority of your time, your study time, your precious study time working on manual handoffs and pointout phraseology and procedures. After that test, they get into radar separation. They continue radar separation safety alerts. Then you get into radar vectoring, which is turning people. There's phraseology required for that. As the D-side, like I said, you're not talking to the airplanes. You're not talking to the pilots. It's very difficult to vector people as the D-side. Now, once you get to your first facility, as the D-side, you can tell the previous sector, hey, turn this guy 5 degrees left for traffic. You know, do this with this guy. Do this with this guy. You can do that. And you, to a certain extent, you'll do some of that at the academy. Most of what you're going to be doing with the previous sector is changing an altitude. Most of the time, it's not going to be vectoring someone. You may change a person's route. Easiest way to do that is call the previous sector and tell them, after this point, clear this person via after this point. If you need to do that to solve a traffic situation. Okay. After vectoring, they get into emergencies, and they spend a lot of time on emergencies. You will see so many emergencies while you're at the academy. All sorts of emergencies. And you have to get good at the steps required, because when it comes to evals, you're going to see them. You're going to have emergencies. You're going to have to deal with emergencies. And to a certain extent, that is what being an air traffic controller is. You know, AI can probably work 30 to 40% of the traffic on any given day because it's normal traffic. What they pay you and what they paid me a lot of money for is those times when it's not normal and times when it takes, you have to make split second decisions. That's what they pay you for. Emergencies are one of those situations. You're going to have steps that you have to go through. And you have to go through them. And you have to do them in order of priority. That is probably one of the biggest words during the radar portion. Even more so than it was in non-radar. But during the radar portion of the academy for en route, priority. And your priorities. That's a huge word. Write it down big. If you're at the academy, put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Priorities. You have to keep those in mind. Emergencies, they're going to happen, and you have to deal with them. And if you can deal with them, that will show a lot about you to your instructors and to the evaluators. Okay, after that, they get into weather. You are going to have weather. It's simulated weather, but you are going to have weather. You are going to have to read the weather. The weather during non-radar never changed. The weather during radar does. So, you go through, it is a long lesson on weather. And there are some very long videos that you have to watch. And the vast majority of the videos are similar to those videos you saw in Driver's Ed without the gore. The stories are awful. But unfortunately, they don't show you the bodies. But you'll have weather. Then you get into military operations. You are going to have military operations. You're going to have MOAs go hot. You're going to have a firing range go hot. And you're going to have military change of destinations. You're going to have a lot of those. You have to know the steps. You have to know your priorities. And you have to know the steps. And you have to know how to do them, who to call, and all of that. Okay? Then you're going to have a lesson on position relief briefing. And it may not seem like a whole lot, but you're going to get a position relief briefing when you first sit down. Okay? The R side will give that to you. And then you're going to give the evaluator a briefing at the end. It will be simulating him taking over, him or her, taking over the sector for you. Okay. That position relief briefing, when I was there, was worth 5 points. All or nothing. You miss one item, there go 5 points. Okay. So it is important. It is very important. And it will be very important for the rest of your career. So you see how these lessons this week are huge. And this is the bulk of the lessons for radar in 1 week. 5 days. Okay. On the last day of the week, day 35, you're going to finish up. If you haven't already, position relief briefing. Most of the leads have already finished that. You're going to get into team responsibilities. Okay. And then there's a lesson on fatigue awareness. For the most of the leads, well, for most of you, you got fatigue awareness lesson in basics. Same lesson. It's taught in basics. It's taught in root. It's taught in tower. It's the same lesson. And for the most part, what you're going to find out is you're going to be fatigued for the rest of your career. I'm retired. I work at a federal contract tower. I'm still fatigued. And the lesson is on how you do that. That's the awareness part. So, be aware that you are going to be fatigued for your career. It's going to happen. How do you deal with it? I deal with it with caffeine. How you deal with it is up to you. And at the very end, you're going to get into computer messaging. And so these are the different things that you type into your computer to do the things that you need to do as a D-side. You'll have, I think it's 4 lessons. I'll look and make sure because it goes into next week. Starts week 7, goes into week 8. Week 8, you start the lab. Okay? So it goes fast. It goes very fast. Do not get behind. Practice the things that are important to practice. And practice them with intense focus. And that intense focus has to be on getting better. Not just practicing. Not just putting in the time. The focus is on getting better. Because this is week 7. In 5 weeks, you'll be evaluated on just how well you understand everything that they gave you in week 7. Like I said, week 7 is the vast majority of what you will learn in the radar portion of the En-ROUTE Academy. Now, in the lab, you'll get to practice that, and you'll get to practice it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Okay? But you need to be ready to hit problem 1 running. And that means knowing how to do a point out, knowing when to do a point out, knowing the procedure to do a point out, knowing how to do a manual handoff. And you'll get lots of practice on both of those in the classroom during that lesson. Okay? Try not to get behind. Best advice I could give any of you, try not to get behind, because it's hard to catch up, because they just keep giving you stuff, keep giving you information, keep giving you information, and keep giving you information. It's just what they do. Okay? So that's week 7. You've survived non-radar, but now you get the joy, maybe not with a capital J, but you get the joy of going through radar. And radar is where it's at. Like I said, you have the aircraft characteristics, 4 points. You've got a CKT2 test coming up, which I'm pretty sure I remember it right, so we're 5 points. You've got the checklist eval, which happens after your tens. Yes, after your tens in the lab, you have a checklist eval. That's worth 5 points. Those are points that the FAA is just trying to give to you. They want to give you those 5 points. It's not something you have to, you know, study for, cram for. It's something that you've been doing every day for the last 2 weeks in a lab. Okay? Take the points. They want to give them to you. So let them. And then after the checklist eval, you get into the 11s and 12s. They have no more new information to give you. So what they're going to do is spin the proverbial dartboard to decide what comes up on the next scenario, where the airplane is, and what they're doing. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. But they're going to give you, after that checklist eval, in the 11s and 12s, they're going to give you a sneak peek at what the evals are going to be like. Because they're going to be like the 11s, at least. And maybe some of the 12 stuff, as far as complexity. And the thing to remember, when you're going through the radar lab, and they'll show you something at one portion of your sector, over and over from one portion of your sector. And then, when it matters, during the evals, they're going to have it come at you from a totally different portion of your sector to see if you understand what you've been doing and you're not just doing it by rote memory. They want you to understand what you're doing and why. Because you have to. You can't do the job as an air traffic controller in the FAA just doing it the same way you've always done it, day after day after day after day, because the situations are not the same. That's where the FAA is different somewhat from most military installations and most military air traffic control, which is the same thing day after day with some little differences thrown in. Those little differences are in the FAA. That happens every day. That happens all the time. So you have to be able to adapt. You have to know the rules and know how to apply them so that you can adapt when you need to.
Okay, so
that's week 7. Thank you guys again for listening,
continuing to listen, for continuing to give me feedback, and
more than anything, just thank you for listening and making this podcast a reality. Thank you so much. And for those of you at the Academy, those of you at CTI schools, just remember, you do not have to go through this alone. Whether it's with me or someone else, if you're a CTI, if you're at the Academy, you cannot do this alone. It's too much to do alone. So if you have a problem, if you're having a problem, send me an email, TomHaines@sidebysideATC.com, or you can send me an email and ask for a free phone call, no obligation. You can go to my website, sidebysideATC.com, and you can sign up for the free phone call there as well. But just remember, you do not have to go through this by yourself. And if you're at the Academy, you can't go through this by yourself. Contact someone. And if it's me,
that's great. I'll help you
as much as I can. But just remember, not by yourself.
You can go through it with me
or with someone else, side by side. Have a great week.